Senator Ted Stevens faced intense and critical cross-examination today in court. Alaska's senior senator is on trial for charges of lying about gifts on his financial disclosure forms. He chose to testify on his own behalf, which opened him up to answering the government's questions on the witness stand. APRN's Libby Casey is covering the trial and joins us from Washington. Hi, Libby.
Good evening, Lori.
Libby, what was the tone of the cross-examination today?
It was intense. It started in the afternoon after a long day of direct examination and lasted for about an hour and 15 minutes. It's not over yet. There's more to come on Monday. Prosecutor Brenda Morris started by listing off the alleged gifts, things Stevens said earlier today that he didn't ask for or know about. Morris ran through them. A deck, staircase, gas grill, Christmas lights, sculpture, tools, furniture, and said, if you didn't want any of these items from Bill Allen and they kept showing up at your Girdwood house, why didn't you ask for your house key back? Stevens said he thought about it, but didn't after Allen was injured in a motorcycle accident in 2001. He said they were still friends and Allen was using the Girdwood house more than Stevens was. It was often a rapid and combative exchange, although Stevens never totally lost his temper. He was very precise and would correct Morris or say he'd already answered her. You could really see his legal training. At one point, he cut her off by saying her question was just tautological, meaning repetitive.
Well, what were the prosecutor's main points in this?
Well, Brenda Morris said to Stevens, okay, so you were the lion of the Senate, but you didn't know how to stop a man from putting items in your home? Well, Stevens said it was a man he trusted. Brenda Morris brought up emails where Stevens thanked Bill Allen for all of his help. And she kept saying, Allen was his company, Vico. Vico helped you with your house renovation. How could you say they didn't? And Stevens would just say repeatedly, Allen is his friend, and he saw him as being totally separate from Vico. Allen was just his helpful friend, nothing more. When Stevens kept repeating that he asked for invoices and bills to pay for things, Morris would counter with, okay, so as long as you ask for a bill, you don't have to report it? So she had sort of this skeptical tone that kept coming up during her questioning.
And Libby, what was Stevens' explanation for not following up and actually receiving invoices?
Yeah, that he never knew the bills didn't come in because he assumed his wife, Catherine, was paying them. But Morris tried to point out to the jury that it doesn't all totally add up. In 2002, Stevens found out, after it was already done, that a deck had been put on his house, stairs had been put on his house. A full year earlier, the couple finished paying a contractor. Stevens said today when he saw the extra work, he asked Bill Allen for invoices, not because he thought Allen and Vico were doing the work, but because Allen was the guy collecting and monitoring all of the bills. Stevens said, though, that his wife, Catherine, had nothing to do with the bills at that point regarding the 2002 deck, so it's a little confusing there. So Morris wanted to know, well, why hadn't the bills been followed up on? And he just kept saying, I thought Catherine had paid them. I had no reason to believe Catherine hadn't paid them.
Bill Allen is the government's main witness and testified earlier that Stevens didn't really want invoices, but was just covering his tracks.
That's right. And Stevens said today that Bill Allen is a liar. Allen testified that Stevens thanked him for doing extra work on the house, more than what the couple paid for. And Stevens today called that a falsehood. Allen also claimed that back in 2006, Stevens said Allen needed to give him invoices to prevent a legal problem and that they couldn't consider the home renovation a gift because they'd run into legal issues. Stevens said today that was an absolute lie. Well, Prosecutor Brenda Morris asked and said, well, are you sure you weren't just covering your butt? Because that's a phrase that's been used a lot in this trial. Well, Stevens shot back that his bottom wasn't bare. Later, Stevens said, if those things were gifts, why would I ask for a bill? You know, you don't ask for a bill when you get gifts. Morris shot back, to cover your butt. And Stevens said, that's not fair, ma'am. So you get that intense, you know, play back and forth between them.
Libby, the trial breaks now for the weekend. What happens next?
Lawyers will meet tomorrow to hash out the instructions that will be given to the jury when they eventually deliberate and figure out what exhibits the jury will consider. But the fireworks between Ted Stevens and Brenda Morris aren't over because there's more cross-examination on Monday. After that, the prosecution will call a few rebuttal witnesses, and then it's time for closing arguments and jury deliberation. And the case will probably go to the jury on Tuesday, just 2 weeks before Stevens faces re-election back home.
All right, Libby, thanks for that update.
Thanks a lot, Lori.
APRN's Libby Casey covering Stevens' trial in Washington, D.C.